the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to be out of that mask. When I was growing up, they told me not to wear one. That way they could see my picture at the post office. Amen. Tomorrow we're going to be just dipping into...
First of all, let me say I'm glad we're going for 2 weeks. I think that all of us need revival. And when Pastor asked me, I felt like very important. And then he said, would you mind teaching? And I said, be glad to. And then go for another week. And I said, great, let's do it. I've had these revivals that started off a week at a time and went 6 months. Hallelujah. I mean, some of y'all are like, oh, Jesus. What about Santa Claus? I don't know nothing about him. Hallelujah. Try to keep that sucker away from my house. Had so many people over. You know, down in Texas, they told us, or California, wherever it was, you can't have nobody up at your house for Thanksgiving. I don't know where all these idiots are getting up all this mess. You know, you have 560 people in Walmart, but you can't have nobody at your house for Thanksgiving, right? That's a real nice rule. But I had so many people over my house, I had to charge buffet prices. I told them drinks are extra. Amen. Praise God. I took a picture of it, told my wife, I'm finna put this on Facebook. Cars lined up down the road. She goes, Gordon, don't tempt the police. I said, I'm not. There's park right down there. They're coming this way. Amen. All right, we're going to read tonight and from the book of Job. When I first got the Holy Ghost and read this, I thought, man, they got a book in there called Job. Never will forget that. I was like, that's good. Got to put. And then I read it and I went, there ain't nothing in there about getting a job. But Job, the Bible says in chapter 2, the Lord saith unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, as thou considered my servant Job, that there's none. Everybody say none. There's none like him in the earth, a perfect, upright man, one that feareth God, escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And then Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, he will give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he'll curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. Everybody say amen. You may be seated. Thank you, praise singers, for singing, musicians, all of you that are here on a Friday night. Most of you have heard the story of Job many times, but I want to use this tonight as my text again. And we have read how God asked the devil, where have you been? And the devil replied. Now remember, I want to say this first. There's only one devil. There's only one Lucifer. Okay, I'm going to talk to y'all about the Trinity real quick. Watch this. I can teach on anything. It don't matter. Watch this. I've been doing it a long time. Okay. I mean, I've been preaching a long time. Watch this. What's the devil's name? Who? I heard it. Lucifer, right? And so he has one name, right? But he's the serpent, the snake, the demon, the devil, the angel that fell. He's got a bunch of titles, right? Yeah, that mask don't stop you. It don't stop you from talking, okay? You can say amen in that mask. Hallelujah. You taught the policeman. I wasn't speeding. So he's got a bunch of titles, right? But if we talk about the devil, the fallen angel, there's only one name. That's Lucifer, right? If we talk about God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, there's only one name.
right? His name is Jesus. Now, there is a quick Bible study on one name. Amen. So next time somebody says something about that, just say, well, how many names do you think the devil has? The devil is a title. It's not even a name. I know some devils that are walking around right now. But there's not their name. I know somebody like, what's their name? So he asked him, where you been? He said, I've been going to and fro from the earth and from walking up and down in it. Watch, this one sentence here shows us that the devil has the ability to access the earth, but also the space around the earth. But at this time, he had come back from walking up and down in it. In other words, he had been walking down and up. He had been walking on the earth and in its atmosphere. So he had been walking, flying, searching for something to destroy. Now, contrary to what many people think, Satan never destroyed Job's stuff. I'm fixing to hit you right here. It's going to hurt a little bit. You'll get up. Okay? The Bible says, everybody say the Bible. Not Brother Poe. I didn't write it. It had nothing to do with it. The Bible says that God destroyed Job's stuff. Watch what he said. He said, have you considered my servant Job? And then he said right here, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. In other words, you came up here and challenged me to remove his stuff without a cause. I know y'all tight, but sometimes tight's right. Because y'all want to think that the devil stole it all. Well, the devil didn't. God said, you want to play a game with me? I got a man right down there that don't love me because of his stuff. Oh, I'm about to get a preach going. I got a man down there that don't love me because of his houses, his job, his land, his sons, his daughters, his cows, his donkeys, his camels. I got a man down there that loves me just because he loves me. Somebody stand and praise the Lord a little bit. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say amen. Now, if you want proof of all that, you need to start reading right up in there and you know, find out where he said all that. Verse chapter 1 and all that. Everybody starts dying. Kids are dying. You know why? Because, well, I better not say that, but I will go ahead and say it. I'm messing up a good message. The reason is Job's kids were living like the devil while Job was over there sacrificing for them. You read that part. Job was over there sacrificing while the kids were up there partying. In other words, Job was over there acting out what he was supposed to do, but the children were saying, I ain't going to be like Daddy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people tell me I ain't going to be Pentecost. Well, I am not asking you to be Pentecost. I'm just asking you not to be plenty lost. I'm not even really Pentecost. I just got a card with them. Amen. I mean, and I got to pay for that. Don't even make sense. It's like a prescription to country living. Felt to get a little light. Y'all like, we're Pentecostals. No, you're not. No, you're not. He is. I am. You just have been baptized in Jesus' name and believe Acts 2:38. You're called the bride. You're not even called Pentecost at all. You're called the bride. Some of y'all need to get a hold of that. This is what I said right there. Quit trying to act like the UPC and start acting like G-O-D. Amen. Well, let me go on before I get dig a deep hole. Amen. A lot of people get mad. They go, well, I'm Pentecost. I got the love of God inside of me. I tell you right now. It's like, okay, praise the Lord. You've got something God doesn't even know where it is. I just saw a lady's face. Anyway, so God tells him,
since you've been searching for something, and now you done told me to get rid of his sons, or you challenged me, so I cleaned house on him. And now you're up here again asking me, or telling me, I got to tell you, Job, see, God threw Job under the bus. How many of you ever been thrown under the bus by somebody? How many of you ever had the bus back up over you a couple of times? Somebody ain't never raised your hand. Huh? The mask don't stop none of this, okay? It just stops you from grinning. We just don't know if you're grinning except we can see your eyes, okay? When people grin, their eyes do this. When they get mad, they do this. So God said, have you noticed him? Look, hey, you've been searching for, have you noticed him? Now watch what God does right here, and then I'm going to start preaching here in a little bit. God begins to brag on the dude that he just destroyed all of his stuff. He says, hey, that guy's got all this good stuff. There's none like him on the whole earth. He's a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And he still holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me to destroy him without a cause. In other words, are you looking at this man that I took his stuff away, and then you just walked off? See, but then the devil starts trying to play a game and says, well, if I was able to touch his body, he'd turn on you in a heartbeat. He'd curse you. And God says, well, go ahead, but you can't kill him. Can you imagine how excited that Lucifer must have been to be able to inflict more pain on this man named Job with permission from God that has nothing? You remember that now the pain that he then strikes him with is boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Certainly Satan rejoices when God allows a calamity to come upon the faithful. Fallen angels, they begin to take a sadistic smile because all they really want to do is destroy the faith in the faithful. Satan has tried everything possible to make the faithful become faithless because he knows it is impossible to please God without faith. Look at your neighbor and say, it's impossible. You're not saying that very strong because right now your faith has been tested. But see, as long as Job had faith, he was pleasing to God. God didn't care about his houses. God didn't care about his sons and daughters. God didn't care about his land, his livestock. None of that mattered to God. He just loved Job's faith. And the devil didn't understand that Job didn't have faith because he had stuff. He had faith because God was who God was. In other words, you can't have faith because you're getting blessed. You got to have faith even when you're not getting blessed. Come on, somebody. Let's praise the Lord. Stand up on your feet. I've been flying and I've been driving and flying and everything since 6 o'clock this morning. You got to have faith no matter what calamity comes your way. You've got to say, I serve God no matter what benefits I get out of it. See, he wants to inflict pain because then he thought he'll become faithless. And when you become faithless, you backslide. Now look at what happened to Paul. Paul was beaten with a whip 3 times, 3 different occasions. Each beating, he took 39 stripes. Folks, that's 117 stripes on his back. Have any of y'all ever been hit with a bullwhip before, besides me? Y'all don't fight like that up here? Okay. Anybody over there? No? Let me tell you right now, from somebody that's been behind, up, it hurts. One little crack, and I was like, I got to take off running. That thing hit me 3 times before it could get 12 feet.
is a 12-foot snake bull whip with a 12-inch popper with nylon knots in the bottom of it. That thing hit me three times. I got three scars on my back. Maybe I'm the only white guy that's ever been beat with a whip. It hurts. Now, this guy had 117 of them. So that means blood flying everywhere, flesh being opened on the back of Paul. Groans are coming from his mouth. People are grinning, and Satan is happy. He's trying to destroy Paul's faith in God and terrify the other believers. Have you ever been seeing somebody go through something, and the first thing you say is, "Boy, I hope that don't ever happen to me." Oh, Lord. I heard a lady one time say, "I'm coming down with the flu." I ain't never heard anybody say, "I'm coming up with the flu." Has anybody ever heard? It's always, "I'm coming down with the flu." I just want to mess somebody's head one day and go, "Hey, I'm coming up with the flu." How many of you ever heard somebody say, "I'm about to get sick"? Why? Or, "I'm catching the cold." Quit running after it. Huh? How many of y'all have heard these words before? Come on, you know you have. You're lying, you go to hell. I mean, the rapture happening right now, half of y'all ain't going to make it just because you wouldn't raise your hand right then. God's going, "Just that little bitty joke, now you're in hell." I heard people all the time, "I'm about to catch something." How do you know? How do you know you're about to catch something? Even a fisherman don't even know he's about to catch anything. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I've been out there with that cork. That thing is bop, bop, bop. You pull it up and the worm's gone. You ain't about to catch nothing. There's a little fish down there going, throw out another one. 117 strikes to terrify the believers. Paul's groaning and moaning and slumping against that log. And now Satan is saying, "You know what? Now, not only am I destroying his faith, but I'm trying to destroy the faith in the other believers." Sometimes God allows stuff to happen so we have a chance to strengthen our faith in him. Please stay with me for the next few sentences. The church world had become so soft. In my own city, Joel Osteen had Mariah Carey for his Easter service. Is that an oxymoron or what? Now, I didn't call nobody a moron, okay? That's a real word, an oxymoron. That means it's an opposite. It's in the dictionary, I think. Maybe we just came up with it in the 70s. I don't know. And on the internet, I saw some of the people that went there talking about how powerful it was and how anointed she was. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? A seductive woman that can't even remember how many times she's been married? Are you hearing me? That goes down to Joel's and puts on a dress the first time probably in her life except for Christmas. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean, don't you? I won't say it with all these kids in here, but we'll talk about it tomorrow maybe. You see what I'm saying? Some of you ain't nodding your head. You need to go Google her. See if you can find her in a dress that looks half modest. I got my wife in there, and I said, "I'm going to Google Mariah Carey." She said, "For what?" And I said, "See if she wears clothes. I don't know." We know Kim Kardashian don't. I told her I'm building a message. But they said she was an anointed one, anointed. Now, that is beginning almost a blasphemy. Are you telling me Mariah Carey, because she sang a gospel song at Joel Osteen's, which is a Trinitarian that won't preach against sin, had the anointing that day? You got to be out your mind. You got to be out of your mind. Mariah doesn't know what the anointing is, and Joel doesn't know what the anointing is. That is how soft we became. And that was becoming very common among Pentecost.
It was performance-based instead of the anointing. I believe we're very close to the coming of the Lord. I believe he's trying to get the church to wake up. I heard not too long ago that we need to be woke up. You know, the America needs to be woke up. Well, let me just say it like this. I thought I've been awake all these years, but the church definitely needs to wake up. Some of you have been coming to church out of habit. You need to wake up, and you need to understand you got to get a prayer life. You just don't come to church because it's a Sunday. You come to church because that's the first purpose in your life. You could be seated. Of course, I'm preaching to the choir because you're here. But you on the internet. Y'all be careful now. Because I'm going to get you. Don't. Don't you dare answer that phone. I'm preaching. Ain't nobody more powerful in your life than the preacher. Ain't nobody got a message for you up there. I'm looking right at you. Ain't no text message up there that you need to be listening to. I got the text, and I'm preaching the message. Don't turn me off. Felt like somebody was about to touch that button. I'll curse you to hell. I'm tired of that mess. Well, I don't like what he's preaching. I'll just go to TBN. Well, get your hide on over at TBN. Let Benny blow on you a little bit. See what happened. He'll be wanting more money you give here. Amen. Praise God. I better go on. That's that redneck. I felt somebody go. See, we've seen a decline in the power of God. Over the years, I've seen a serious decline of power in many churches. In fact, I was asked by a preacher not too long ago, a couple of years ago, if our conferences, times of refreshing, could shorten the altar service. It kept people up too long. I was so stunned that I really didn't even know what to say except, and it just fell out of my mouth, just go home. If you think service is too long, go home. But I'm not going home. Because you want to go home, I'm going to get in the altar because I need to be in the altar more than I need to be at home. Are you hearing me right now? I need the power of God on me more, and I'm not getting it at home. That's why I want to head and get it up here. Somebody holler amen. I had one pastor 3 years ago. He was going to do a TOR, and when he found out how much work it was, he said, well, that's just too much work. And we wonder why we don't see miracles and healings and deliverance like we used to. See, Satan wants any remaining evidence that God is still in control to disappear. But instead, the church keeps going. Even when we were told to shut down, that we were not essential, that statement was insane. Nancy, I need to get you some pills. Or I have a friend that needs to get you some pills. Or I have a friend that has a friend that has a friend. Are you hearing me? Do you realize how insane that one statement is? Bars are essential, but the church isn't. In other words, we don't mind if people drink and drive and kill people, but we don't want people to go to church and get the Holy Ghost and get baptized in Jesus' name. That is antichrist. Do you hear me? I said that is antichrist. Home Depot never shut down. Walmart never shut down. In California, my friends are having to go before the Supreme Court to open churches. They done been up there once and got denied because we had somebody up there named Robert
Y'all Google it. That he's a flip-flopper. He's worse than a quarter being sprung up in the air. But now we got Amy. And the first thing she did to told them people in New York, you can go to church. You know why? Because God puts them up. Are you hearing me? God is making a way where there seemeth to be no way. God is saying, my church is going to happen. My people are going to be secure. My people are still going to praise me. And devil, you can do what you think you got to do, but in the end, my church will survive and it's going to thrive. So we went on the internet trying to have church, preaching to empty pews. I was preaching from my desk. I didn't work for 7 months, and I'm trying to preach from my desk. People that never even had too much internet are trying to figure it out. I understand internet church don't feel the same. I tried to watch it. I tried to watch that church where we go. And my wife, she's bound and determined. She just got that little phone and she just. And I got ADHD, PD, ED, VD, what? No. Wait a minute. That was the wrong letters. My brain went out of gear there for a minute. Somebody's going to go, what? What did he say? What? And I sat down and I'm just like, well, my God. And you know, you ain't nobody got up and started running around the house. Woo! You know I'm telling you the truth. I'm confessing. I didn't get up off that couch. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I didn't do none of that. Did anybody else? No, don't lie. I asked a couple that came over to our house. I said, y'all watching that internet for the church service? She said, oh yeah. I said, oh, good. I said, I got a question. Because I couldn't make it to the, you know. Singing in on that thing ain't like singing up here. You know, on the internet, you can hear all them bad notes. You know what I mean? Now all these praise singers are going to go, I'm not singing anymore on the internet. You know, and I was going like, ooh, my God, there's a bad alto up there. You know, and so Pastor McCoy is going to be, oh, my Lord, he's going to be, well, I can't believe I got him for 2 weeks. I just say what I think. And I said, well, let me ask you. I said, how many times the Holy Ghost fall right there? She went, huh? I said, that's what I thought. I said, have you ever watched the whole service? She went, oh. I said, don't lie. And she said, well, no, the kids have. I said, because the kids think they're watching TV. Kids are waiting on Superman to come on or something. And I said, what happens to you? She says, well, you know, I something, cell phone rings. And I said, okay, have y'all ever had a victory march around your house? And she went, no, my wife's over. Y'all have to meet Sister Poe. She's real petite, ladylike, quiet, passive, don't want to offend nobody. And then she married somebody like me. And so she's hitting me. And like, shh, this is none of your business. That's what she'll say. Be nice. I hate that sentence. I've heard it for 33 years. Gordon, what? Be nice. Oh. And they call me crazy. And so finally I said, so y'all hadn't shouted, y'all hadn't spoken tongues, y'all ain't hit your knee. Have you ever fell on the floor and just started beating the floor, crying and interceding or praying? Crystal goes, no. I said, you know what? We didn't either. But we're trying. Hello? Look at your neighbor and say, but we're trying. So the Lord is not sitting up there going, Gordon can't even watch one whole service on that cell phone.
the Lord's up there going, Gordon's got too much energy. He should be out preaching, wearing his hide out every night. He ain't going to sit on no couch and watch a service on a 6-inch cell phone, and he's not going to run around the house. But he's trying. But he's not just going to give up. But he's not just going to let them take away the church. God is not telling you, you tried the parking lot and you tried the internet, and guess what? God is saying to the devil, my people are not going to quit having church. No matter what they have to do, they're going to make a way, and I'm going to make sure they get that way.
Let me hurry here, because I know it's Thursday night. See, Friday night. No, I wouldn't even be in the club yet. Okay. So, I know some of y'all used to drink too, so don't try to do all that. We were just now getting ready, okay? Okay. And so, I had a friend out there in California. And is this live internet? Okay, let me think how to say this. I had a friend out in one state. And it's run by, you know, there's some Newsome stuff. Y'all catch it tomorrow, okay? And I like messing with y'all's heads. Y'all go, what does that mean? And tomorrow night, your false teeth will go all the way across the living room. Oh, my God, I know what he meant. And so he goes, Gordon, I can't have church. And he said, we're shut down. We are shut down. You got to pray. And I said, well, what do you think I've been doing? Boy, I ain't even working. What do you mean? I've been praying more than y'all have been praying. Okay, y'all getting some internet ties. I'm getting internet tired. And so he said, well, I don't know what to do. I just don't. He said, man, if you could just get a word from the Lord, just call me back, just anything. I got to have church, man. He said, my people, he said, I don't even know where the people are. And I sat there and I said, you know what? I'll be honest with you. It's kind of like, ain't my problem. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm being honest tonight. Okay? Don't you taking notes? Girl, I'll be writing no notes on Brother Poe now. I'm just joking. Oh. You can write all the notes you want. You won't be able to read them when you get grown. And it'd be like he said, oh. And sweetheart, she's sweet. And I come up, called him back to it. I said, man, I got it. He said, what? I said, you need to call a protest. He said, a what? I said, get your microphone. Don't even get a microphone. Get a bullhorn. And get your little platform built out in the parking lot. Call all your people and tell them we're protesting Sunday. And he said, protest? We don't believe in protests. I said, we do too. He said, no, Gordon. He said, no, I need something real. I said, well, if you just shut up, I'm going to tell you something real. I said, you need to get all your people to put a sign up. I protest hell. I protest lying. I protest fornication. I protest immodesty. And I said, you get them people out there with them signs waving up, and you get that bullhorn, and you go to preaching about all that stuff on them signs. You don't even have to study. All you got to do is look at them signs. He had 8 police cars drive up, going to shut him down. They walked in there. And they saw these Pentecostals with protest signs. They walked up, shut him down for a minute, said, you can't have church. He said, we ain't. We're protesting. He said, but then go on. And all 8 cars stood at the rally, the protest rally. You know, the Holy Ghost protest rally. Are you hearing me? You can do it if you try. You can think of a way to have church if you try. Somebody give God a little praise right now, because we are going to have church. We've been through some stuff. Let me just tell you, though, we ain't been through what the new church went through. See, this generation, 30, 40 years generation, we done had it pretty easy. We got new seat, new benches, no sawdust, nice choirs, praise teams. They didn't even have a praise team and prayed through 3,000 in the book of Acts. Didn't even have a drum. You know what I'm saying? And we have it easy. And then pastors got to get over it. I know some churches that count. They get up in the balcony and start counting. Sister so-and-so here, check. Sister so-and-so here, check. Brother so-and-so here, check. Brother so-and-so here, check. Brother so-and-so here, check. Brother so-and-so, X, 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 X. I went to one church years ago that the prayer request, where'd that even come in? The prayer request was about this thick. And that poor dude, I felt so sorry for him. He'd have to get up there and read each one of them. That's before they had all them things on the, you know, they put them up there right now, and we can't even get through there. It's like, Lord, help them all. And come on, I'm a truthful preacher. Y'all know y'all do it. I do too. Especially if they over four on there. It's like, God, you know. Come on, folks, back me up. I'm going to get fired the first night. Thank you, sister. Sister in the back going, I'll do it. and he poor guy, and he'd try to get the crowd involved. Charlie's got a toe ache. Bet's got a headache. My God. The whole family's got the flu. Jesus, have mercy. And every night I'm just sitting there like, come on, I can't believe this, man. And it took 30 minutes almost. I mean, I don't know how many, but it felt like 30 minutes, you know. And finally I got up there one night and I reached, they always put them right under there. And I reached up under there and I said, now what are these for? Is anybody contacting these people? And everybody got quiet and the pastor went, well, they were requests. I said, do these people even come to church? Because I've heard the same names for 6 weeks. Pastor, these people probably done backslid. Ain't nobody going out there and getting them. Y'all just calling their name. And he said, well, I guess I need to change my prayer request. I said, yeah. Lord, all them that backslid, bring them back. And if they're really sick, heal them. If they're praying around, kill them. Because we done got so soft that one little thing, I ain't going tonight. My aunt's got a headache. I'm not going tonight. That preacher made me mad. I'm just not going to go. Because we done got soft. I don't like that singing they do. If they'd sang some slow songs, then when we sing slow, it's like, my God, is this a funeral? Lord of mercy. No wonder we ain't no people folk. We ain't got no energy. See, we've gotten soft. We've gotten easy. We've got to where we don't pray. Boy, I got quiet right there. Used to, people prayed in their house all the time. I remember my mama washing dishes and praying. And now we got dishwashers. I walked by the dishwasher the other day, and I told my wife, look how good I've been to you. I bought you an appliance so you would not have to wash dishes. And she started laughing. And I said, I bought you the stove so you could cook. But obviously, we're going to have to buy a new dishwasher when we sell the house, but the stove is new. I can put on that, sell that house, brand new stove, 26 years old. We've gotten soft. People used to run the aisles like crazy. Now you can't hardly get them out of the pew to stand up. It's because they just, well, we're not going to praise. So you know what God did? God said, here's what I'll do.
See, we already know there's going to be plagues on this earth. I'm going to preach for a few more minutes. We already know that one-third of the population of the entire earth is going to die. We already know. What you're seeing is how quickly it can happen. So you better get off your backside and get on your feet and start praising God, because you're tougher than hell is. You're making sure this church continues to run no matter what you got to do. You're tougher than hell is. Hell threw everything at Job, but hell found out that Job was tougher than hell. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm tougher than hell. See, y'all don't want to say that because y'all Pentecost now. I'm tougher than hell. I was cussing. I ain't cussing. I heard, you can be seated. I heard sinners the other day, a while back, not the other day. We was out there playing golf as of last year. You can't play golf this year. You know, social distancing. Well, those idiots don't know that golf is a social distancing, because one of you's in the woods most of the day. The other one's going, where are you at, man? Four. I was playing golf with two sinners, and they got mad at each other. And one of them said, you know, that's cussing and all that mess. One of them said, go to hell. And the other one said, you go to hell. And he goes, no, you go to hell. And I said, hey, both of y'all going to hell, hit the ball. You ain't never heard two sinners say this. Go to heaven. You go to heaven. No, you go to heaven. No, you're going to heaven. No, I'm not. You are. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Even sinners know they're going to hell. Y'all say it's cussing. I say it's a direction. It's a confession. Both of them said, what does that mean? I said, both of y'all say y'all going to hell, and both of you going to hell. You're holding up my game. Hit the ball. So now look at your neighbor and say, you're tougher than hell. No, I want you to say it loud. You're tougher than hell. See, you need to understand that when the devil and the plague and everything else, when God stepped back, hell said, I'll shut that church down. Then God said, try it, because my people will find a way to have church. They're tougher than hell. They're mightier than hell. They've got me on their side. You may try to mess with their faith, but when it's all said and done, we're going to have church better than we've ever had. We're going to praise people through more than we've ever prayed. We're going to have greater singing than we've ever had, because there's some saints that are tougher than hell. Shake your neighbor and say, we're tougher than hell. I wish y'all would say that like you meant it. When I used to go fighting those clubs when I was younger, blood flying, tables turning over, I didn't care who got in the way. Those dudes would say in those nightclubs, don't mess with Poe, he's tougher than hell. Well, I wasn't tougher than hell back then, because I was living in hell. I was an instrument for hell. I dealt drugs for hell. I sang rock and roll for hell. But after I got to thinking about my little mother, single and poor, never missed church, I'm sure there were days that hell tried to discourage her and say, I've got both your boys. Both of them are drug addicts. Both of them are alcoholics. They're playing on the rock and roll stages right now. But my little mother would get out of an aisle and start shouting and marching around the church, even though she didn't have a good job, even though she had a car that broke down. She was tougher than hell. I'm talking about, she was tougher than hell. I'm talking to some people tonight that came out on a Friday night, because you are tougher than hell is. You got to get that in your mind. You're tougher than hell. Scream it to the top of your lungs. I'm tougher than hell. You can be seated. See,
devil comes in here and starts messing. Plagues come in and start messing. We know where this virus came from. We know why it came here. I mean, our economy was booming and China was going down. They had to release something. But God said, okay, you do it. Because it's going to be a precursor to what's coming in the end time. So see, all you young people, you needed to see how finagled church people really are. Some people will use anything not to come to church. And some people won't let anything stop them from coming to church. And that is the church that's tougher than hell is. That's what we're looking at tonight, is a bunch of saints that said, even when it looks desperate and bad, I'm coming anyway.
See, what you're seeing, young people, is the end time in front of your face. You're seeing how quick Antichrist will arise. I don't mind saying it. These people that are trying to shut church down, they're Antichrist. I'm going to preach about it. I know some preachers in Pentecost that are scared to death the way I preach. But if you're scared, take some Prozac.
Doesn't that calm you down? I think it does, doesn't it? I don't really know what it does, but I just heard it a lot.
That shows us how quick. We got one little virus comes out, nobody knows nothing about, and it's Trump's fault. Hello, that's stupid. That is so stupid. I got an argument the other day, a debate. I call it a debate. She's trying to argue. I ain't going to fight and fuss and holler and scream. I'm right, you're wrong, all right? She said, Trump killed 240,000 people. I said, how in the world did he do that? That sounds like an Iraq war. She said, the virus. I said, oh, Trump, what'd he do? She said, he turned loose the virus. I said, can you say hung low, Ma? I don't know what the dude's name is over there. Chinese emperor, whatever his name is. All I like is Chinese food. That's all I know. And I'm getting a little leery of that, especially egg drop soup. Think about it. Back in the back, they dropped all the eggs. Oh, you drop an egg? Pick it up. America need it. Egg drop soup. You got one little Chinese guy in the back throwing eggs. How many more we have? I don't know where I come up with all that. But anyway, it's just my mind. It's just... And so we come out of China. So everybody got mad when he said it's a Chinese virus. Well, dude, what? What'd you get mad about? Why would you get mad? They call it the Spanish flu. I know history. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all think y'all looking at a dummy. I got a GED. Had to get it to get out of prison. I was like, dude, if you told me that, I'd got out in 3 days. I got people in Florida to print one. Why didn't y'all tell me that 3 years ago? I could have had that ex-FedEx over here 25 to 24 hours. They just got out and spent 24 hours. See, and everybody like, well, he killed 204. He didn't kill those people. Just like he ain't responsible for the drunk drivers. You see what I'm saying? Well, tonight somebody's going to die, probably in your city. I guess it's Trump's fault. Somebody going to get drunk, Trump's fault. I guess somebody going to OD, Trump's fault. Guess what Oregon just did? They just voted in cocaine and heroin. All right? This month, they've had more people OD on opioids than they had die of COVID. Hello? Does this show you which way the world's going? Young people, you better take note. Church is not a game. This is going to happen. in our lifetime, it has already started. Therefore, we've got to come together and say, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my deliverer. In Him will I trust. I don't trust in anything else. I trust in Jesus Christ. You can be seated. Let me close. See, hell will do anything it can to destroy our faith. Now, this is what really, I'm not downplaying the virus thing or whatever it is. Somebody says COVID. Where'd that name come from? I thought it was called the Chinese virus, and all of a sudden now it's called COVID. It's like, well, you know what? Let me tell y'all a little secret. Y'all want to know a secret? Y'all want to know a CIA secret? See, I don't know who you're looking at. Let me sit down. I want to make sure y'all understand this. There was a fictional book written about COVID-19 in the 1980s. And I have it. It was a fictional book written by a man that likes to write about the CIA type episodes. I have it. Also, there was a Netflix movie that came out 2 years prior to COVID-19. And we have the clip, you've probably seen it, where they say the virus escaped, his name is COVID, comes from SARS-2, 2 years before it was turned loose. See, if you'll get your face in the right place, you'll learn you just can't get led around. Y'all are looking at me like, what? Yeah, they knew this was coming. This wasn't no way, just, oops, it escaped again. It wasn't one of them. It was, we got to destroy America's economy. Why? Because they've got too many tariffs on us. Their economy, their unemployment rate's down 3.4%. Can you hear me? So what I'm talking to you people about is a one world government system that some of you young people don't know nothing about. And some of you need to start studying, because one world government is the government that the Antichrist takes over. And now we're seeing pockets of Antichrist stuff pop up in California, in New York. You know what? But the church is going to be the church in spite of whatever they try to do. We're still going to be the church no matter what. Somebody give God a little praise. And my God, I thank you. You can be seated. Let me close. I just want to prop our faith up. Sis, am I on Instagram or what am I on? What is this right here? What you got me? Am I on a Facebook deal? No, I'm fine with Facebook, man. I don't mind people knowing my face or what book I'm reading. My face has been exposed for years. There'll be people that 80 years ago, and we've been chasing that suckers for years. No, I'm fine. I just wanted to know where you had my face. I mean, the FBI, Comey might be looking for me. Clapper. That was a winner, wasn't it? I wish some of y'all just study a little bit more. Who said I am? I heard somebody say I am. Back over here. Hey, I'm studying. I want to know where we are in all this. I'm not just going to ride this thing out like, well, this is just something that's going to pass. No, the Lord is trying to show y'all the green horse is about to ride. But see, here's what I want to share with y'all. How old are you, sir? I'm closing for real. 23. How old are you, ma'am? How many? And y'all are married? I was going to say, my God. Boy, it scared me. Like, man, what happened? Hey, I'm 18. I need to get married. Okay. Whew, hallelujah. Are y'all dating, or sister, brother, sister?
I can't see good. I mean, the Holy Ghost is really going to have to talk to me with your mask on. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a real deal now. It's got to be, the Holy Ghost got to be going, the lady in the pink mask. All right. You're on church. You're in church on Friday night. Here's what Brother Poe's leaving you with. You, no matter what anybody says about it, you're tougher at 23 than hell is. Because you could have stayed home, and 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 you could have stayed home. Are you getting my message tonight? This church has some people, Pastor, that is tougher than anything thrown at them, and they're going to stand for God's kingdom no matter what. Get your faith back. Give him a hand clap of praise. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Now watch this. Be seated one last time. Now watch. Folks, Pastor told, he didn't tell me what to do, nothing else. Just, I felt after the Holy Ghost. Listen. How many of you ever thought, ever? Now maybe he's preaching, I don't know, but I'm preaching. So I know he can preach like me. But he too. I just go, poof, did that hurt? Yes, poof, then I know that did. Girl, you need to eat. There's something back there bony, hallelujah. I was going to pat her on the back. I was afraid I'd break that shoulder bone, hallelujah. How many of y'all ever thought that we would have to come to church with a mask on? Huh? That ain't never hit me. I mean, I think of a lot of things. Lloyd Squires told me one time, I said, man, stop, I'm thinking. He went, ooh, that's a deep hole. And I went, what? He goes, outer space, it's dark. And I went, what? What are you even talking about? He goes, where you are right now. I never thought we'd have to have a mask to come get on an airplane. Are you kidding me? Now listen, I've flown for 30 years, more than 30 years. My wife today, you got your hand sanitizer? Yeah. You got wipes? Yeah. You got Lysol spray? Yeah. You got mask? Yeah. What kind of mask? I got these blue masks. What about the gray one? No. Get the gray one. Why? Well, you don't know. Remember, stay 6 feet apart? Huh? I mean, how you going to stay 6 feet apart in an airplane? Right? I mean, she's going down this list, and she never ever asked me, you got your suits? You got your shoes? You got your ties? You got your, and I looked at her and I said, babe, look at me. Okay? I got masks. Okay? I got masks from the 70s. Hey, I know this is funny, but I'm going to have to tell it where it go on the internet. The other day, I get some mad at this mess. The other day, I went to Walmart. I got to close. I went to Walmart. I bought me a Long Ranger mask. And I walked in the line. You know how they make you walk into a Walmart line? And I'm walking in the line with no mask. And I can see that lady up there. She's kind of like, well, I'm fitting to get this man. You know, you see them. You know, they kind of get that. Here we got one. Got one, don't want to obey the rule. Been to earn my money today. That's what I'm talking about. Come on up in here, mister. Hey, right when I got up there, I put that Lone Ranger mask on, and all the people behind me stopped. I went, she went, sir, you got to have. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you got to have a mask on. I went, I got a mask. She said, no, not that kind. I said, looked at the sign. I said, all it says right here is you have to have a mask on to enter Walmart. That's all it says. All them people behind me started laughing. I said, it does not say anything. You must have a mask on to enter Walmart. And she's doing like the, like the FBI.
I got one outside.
Got this weird looking mask on. Could I get some help? A little lady with yellow vest. Sir, you have to have a mask. I read the sign to her. You must have a mask. She said, you've got to have your nose and mouth covered up. I said, okay. That man behind me said, that man finna go to jail. My wife wouldn't even get out of the car. She said, I'm not going in there with you like that. There's no way. I said, come on, let's play a trick. She goes, no. So when the devil comes in and starts trying to squash our faith and our joy. See, tonight some of you laugh more tonight than you have in 6 months. Because everything you've done has been fearful. I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder if that's going to happen. I wonder if this is going to. But the Bible says that the joy is like a medicine. In other words, there's some of you got a little shot tonight in the arm. And some of you got a little faith tonight. And some of you realize how important to the church you are. And some of you realize that you're tougher than hell is. And so this church is full of people that are declaring in their faith, I am not going to let this church go down. I'm tougher than the devil ever thought about being. Why don't you stand and clap your hands and give God some praise? Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Remain standing. We're closing. Listen to me. Everywhere I've gone lately, faith is low. Fear is high. Faith is almost absolutely crushed because if you can't have faith, you can't do the miraculous. Oh, y'all don't have to come up there and sing all that stuff. I'm a different kind of preacher. Y'all don't have to do all that. Y'all take a night off or two or three. I forgot to tell them. So we go in here. Pastor's preaching his guts out. Now watch. And this thing right here. I think, where's mine at? I hate that thing. That ex-girlfriend I hate. Think about her every time I put this mask on. I wish that I had this mask when I met her. Pastor's going, this is a free night, Brother Poe. Okay, I don't know about y'all. I'm 67 years old. Can y'all hear that? Oh, really? I didn't want you to. You know what? How bad it is for me to be walking around like this? Masks make you look down. And in church, we come in here like this. Because my face is covered up, my hands can't work. Because my face is covered up, my hands can't work. And my legs can't work. And my pride. Look here. Nancy, man, y'all sit down a minute. Because we can't be like sheep led to the slaughter. So we got to get all this fixed. They said out there in the state that starts with a C and ends with an A, if you're abbreviating, that we spit on each other. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you spit on me, I will get the Holy Ghost after a while. I mean, if you do that, it's on. And then I get the bishop to come over and pray me back through, brother. I beat that dude down, man. Jesus, forgive me. I didn't mean to mess his face up that bad, but Lord, he needs to repent. They said us singing was spitting on each other. Well, you know what? If you don't go to church, then you'll think that. Nancy?
See what I'm saying? The people that don't even go to church are making rules for church. I ain't never seen none of these praise singers goes, praise Tim. Right? But they say, well, if they're singing, they're spitting on each other. No, we ain't. We don't spit on each other. We don't. The preacher spits. I've been known to spit two or three rows deep. I had people, one night I was preaching so hard, I thought they was wiping off sweat. But you see what they said? They spit on each other so they can't sing. All right? How do we start our services? Singing. Even the Church of Christ sing. So now they don't want to sing. You see what I'm saying? So what they did was they took everything they don't even know how to do. I got a cold. My Lord, I could go for hours. I heard Nancy say, I'm going to pray for Trump. Well, that don't mean nothing to me. She's probably praying he has a heart attack. And if she was praying, you know God's up there going, I don't even know who that chick is. Who is that girl? You see what I'm saying? They're going to try to use every avenue, young lady, to make you be afraid. Weren't you up there singing? Yeah. To make you get afraid of, well, you know, I don't want to sing too loud because I might spit on my sister. I don't want to sing too loud because I might. And then, you know, bless God, Jesus. Oh, I smell some slobber. And then pretty soon, everywhere I go, it's faith has been crushed because they're walking in with this. And it's like, until things are over. Now watch what I'm doing. Until things are over. This is just the way we have to have church. God, bring us through. Lord, help us, Jesus. God, praise it. Now, I'm just going to close with this. Lord, help us. What's the difference between Lord, help us? You can either have church like this, down in the dumps with no faith, or you can say, you know what? I don't care if I've got a mask on or not. I'm going to praise Him because He's God. I'm going to praise Him because He's Jehovah. I'm going to praise Him because He's the Almighty. We're going to have revival because who He is, not what we are. People are going to get blessed because of who He is, not what we are. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, you're tougher than hell. I want you to stand, keep standing. I know the altar calls are weird. We're going to get there. Tonight, my only purpose tonight was to tell you, and this, you know, y'all had a revival with me one time before or whatever. I don't do everything the same every night. I do what I feel. So don't get used to, well, you know, poor things. They got. I don't do all that. I'm here to tell you, sis, that you are a valuable part of the ministry of this city. And you are tougher than hell. I don't care what kind of personality you have, you're tougher than hell. So quit thinking you're insignificant or you're barely making it. You're not barely making it. You're tougher than hell. Hell threw everything at you, but you are still tougher than hell. Are you hearing me, brother? You're tougher than hell. 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 Y'all are back here tougher than hell. You're tougher than hell, brother. We're going to have revival in the midst of the worst pandemic America's ever seen. Because why? Because we're tougher than hell. And we're not going to let the devil stop us. We're not going to let the devil stop our praise. We're not going to let the devil stop our prayers. We're not going to let the devil stop anything. We are tougher than anything Satan has or can throw against us. Can you praise Him one more time?
Praise him for what you've been through. Praise him because you made it through. Praise him because he walked you through it. Praise him because no matter what, you went all the way through it and you kept this church running. Praise his holy name.